Marcel Nfochi.
Hello, Sheta. Good morning and thanks for joining us on this edition of Morning Sports. In our top stories, Cameroon has emerged as the champion of the 14th African Zone 4 Karate competition, winning 39 medals, including 27 gold at the event that wrapped up in Yaoundé yesterday. Lekki football girls are the winners of this year's Women's Cup of Cameroon after thrashing Lofs Mimprov in the final by 3-0 last Saturday. And out of the country, Spain has defeated England by 2-1 in the final of the Euros to clinch a record 4th European title, while Argentina has won a consecutive second Copa America trophy by beating Colombia in the final earlier today. Cameroon has emerged as the champion of the 14th African Zone 4 Karate competition, which wrapped up yesterday at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. The host finished first with a total of 39 medals, 27 in gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze, and was followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo with 17 medals, 6 in gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze. Congo completed the podium with 10 medals, 3 in gold, 3 silver and 4 bronze. After the competition, which brought together 7 African countries, Ben Collins Nyoeberuo got the reactions of the president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Belton Dongmo, who sounded satisfied.
We can say that all begin well, end well, because at the end of this competition, Cameroon is the top. It is a pleasure for the Cameroon Karate Federation. We want to thank the government of the Republic of Cameroon, the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education, who enabled us to have this result. They give all we need to prepare and organize this competition. We want to thank also all the country who came to Cameroon to participate in this very, very good competition. We want to thank also the World Karate Federation, UFAC, who sent us the technical director of World Karate Federation, the 2 world referee to organize the training camp and examination.
A huge task ahead of you, Mr. New Secretary General. The challenge is that right?
Okay, the challenge is to upgrade the karate in all our region. We are going to participate to develop karate in all this country.
Thank you so much. Good luck, and we say congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Ben Collins. Thank you to CRTV.
Lekki football girls are the winners of the 2024 Women's Cup of Cameroon. They won their second consecutive title with a 3-0 bashing of Lofs Mimprov in the final last Saturday at the military stadium in Yaoundé. At the end of the encounter, journalism student on internship Pewe Joe caught up with 2 players from Lekki girls, who expressed satisfaction with their achievement and dedicated the victory to the club president who died recently.
When you are physically fit, you're also mentally fit. And we just wanted to use this as a way to say goodbye to our president. We all know that our president always wanted us to take the Cameroon League and then also the Cameroon Cup. So we just had to do all our best in order to say him farewell by winning this game of today. Mimprov has always been a very, very good team, as we all know. They have experienced players too, and most of them, they have played in the national team and some have still played in the national team. So we just had to be more focused and also had to use a weak point in order to attack them.
We have been very depressed because we lost somebody that was more than a daddy to us. So since we knew the only thing that always gave him happiness was victory, we decided to honor him in the best of ways, which was giving victory, which we did. And we're happy about that.
The girls of coach Stefan Zana retained the Cup of Cameroon in women's football by beating 5-time winners Lofs Mimprov in a final that was watched by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa, alongside the President of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Eto'o, and hundreds of football fans. Harrison Ashu, in the following report, profiles this year's champion.
Lekki FE in the last 2 seasons have been the most prolific women's football club in the country, with 3 trophies to their credit. The club that was promoted to the first division in 2022 under the guidance of coach Stefan Zana lifted their first Guinness Women's Super League trophy in the 2022-2023 season. The attacking trio of Brenda Tabe, Nga Marie-Giselle Manga and Braiza Nga Nanga made the club invincible as they went to win the Cup of Cameroon for the first time. They continued with the same form this 2023-2024 season in the league, which saw them losing just one match to FC Bolova. The defeat cost them the championship as FC Bolova stole the title from them on goal differences. Determined to celebrate the life of the president of the club, Nkwaluk, who died last month, Brenda Tabe, Raisa Nanga and teammates humbled Lufmin Prof by 3-0 in the final of the Cup of Cameroon at the Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé to retain the cup. A fulfilling result, according to Brenda Tabe Ebika.
We just wanted to use this as a way to say goodbye to our president. We just had to do all our best by winning this game of today.
Leke also became the fifth women's club to win the Cup of Cameroon in 2 consecutive seasons. The next big challenge for the club based in the Obala neighborhood in Yaoundé is to conquer women's football at the continental level, where they are expected to compete in the UNIFAC zone qualifiers for the Women's CAF Champions League.
Thank you, Harrison. And in cricket, Emejans Cricket Club of Mvogada, Yaoundé and Shetas of Bamenda are the cup winners of Cameroon in the men and women's categories this year. During the finals that were played last Saturday at Lycée Leclerc in Yaoundé, Emejans women beat Academy Cricket Club of Douala by 87-62, while in the men's category, Shetas Cricket Club of Bamenda overpowered Sixers of Edea by 82-55. At the end of the two finals, the president of the Cameroon Cricket Federation, Victor Agbonso, told Ben Collins Nueberuo that he is satisfied with what he saw.
I can only be a happy president with what we saw this afternoon. The women's final, it was quite interesting. It was spectacular. Academy Ladies Cricket Club of Douala demonstrated some good talents, but Emergence Cricket Club of Mvogada Yaoundé was dominating and effectively they carried the day.
And another interesting game, Sixers of Edea against Cheetahs of Bamenda.
That one was like one of the best games we've seen since we started cricket in Cameroon. It was a spectacular one, a good one, and one can only say that cricket has come to stay in Cameroon, and Cameroon is endowed with huge talents. I can only be happy because the talents were there and there was spectacle. The population which was there was actually served with spectacular cricket.
President is looking for infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure is a big one and the most top of priority projects for the Cameroon Cricket Federation, because we need a playground which we can start dreaming of hosting international tournaments, because we must do that, and within the next few years ahead we are going to do that.
Out of the country, Spain has defeated England by 2-1 in the final of the Euros to clinch a record 4th European title, while Argentina has won a consecutive 2nd Copa America trophy by beating Colombia in the final earlier today. Journalism student on internship Pewe Joe watched both finals and now reports.
After a highly disputed goalless first half of the final, Spain opened score at the 47 minutes through Nico Williams. The dominance of the Spanish team was highly visible, but this did not water down the directives Gareth Southgate gave the Three Lions in a locker room. Spain took full control of the green rectangle until the 73rd minute of play, when Cole Palmer scored an equalizer for England. The remaining 17 minutes of the encounter became the most decisive, as both sides demonstrated outstanding determination, composure and resilience. At a time when prolongation and penalty shootout were seemingly the plausible options to breaking the deadlock, Mikel Oyarzabal shattered England's hope with a second goal for Spain at the 86th minute. All efforts by the Three Lions to balance the equation yielded no fruit to the blast of the final whistle. The 2-1 victory over England has given Spain her 4th continental title, while the search for a trophy since 1966 continues for England. On to Copa America, Argentina earlier this morning won its 16th title after beating Colombia 1-0 in a 120-minute encounter. Argentina's goal came during the second half of extra time through Lautaro Martinez, ending Colombia's hope of grabbing her 2nd Copa American title. The winning goal for Argentina came at a time when their playmaker, Lionel Messi, was out due to a right ankle injury sustained at the 64th minute.
That wraps up this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, read by Marcel Mfotier. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel Mfotier.